Welcome along to this week's Alison's Diary podcast. Another hectic week over, and fun was had along the way. On Thursday night, ended up in Edinburgh's King's Theatre, watching Two, a great play by Jim Cartwright, starring Elaine C. Smith and Andy Gray. What a fantastic production it was. And naturally enough, after the production, we hit the bar and got the reviews from some familiar faces. Firstly, I spotted Janice Forsyth.
I thought the play was astonishing. You went through such a mix of emotions. You were laughing and then, well, without giving too much away, you cry too. Yeah, I was so glad I brought a paper tissue. No, and I just think it's amazing that they can be so versatile. I've seen them separately performing, obviously, and never seen them together. And it's almost like they can read each other's minds.
And of course, there's no show without punch. I turn round and there, clutching her large glass of white wine, was none other than Miss Dynamite Lester. And she was also in touch with that sexual frisson between Andy and Elaine.
I'm just still crying. It's just like absolutely unbelievable, it has to be said. The talent of Elaine and Andy is quite incredible. You just go and expect them to make you laugh. And they have such a powerful chemistry. And obviously they're not having an affair because I know who they're both with. And they're both very happy, I might say. But absolutely, and I say the end, not to spoil it, but take plenty of hankies. I wasn't expecting it, but I have borrowed several men's hankies, which I will take great pleasure in.
We'll do anything to get close to these blokes.
And then I was delighted. All of a sudden, in walked one of the stars of the show, Andy Gray. And I decided, having had this chat with Janice and Diane, to ask him about that frisson between himself and Elaine.
I mean, yeah, I know you two have known each other for a long time, but there's definitely a chemistry, can I say?
I know. We've had Terry and June, and what was it? It was Olivier and Lee. I think it's more Mike and Bernie Winters, actually.
I'm not Schnorbitz.
Oh, now you see, that was a gag. I was about to do the Schnorbitz bit. We get on with each other, and we work with each other a lot. I mean, we were talking about it the other day. We did lots of plays before we did Naked Radio and Naked Video and City Lights and Nesbitt and all that. And then we did Guys and Dolls a few years ago, and we kind of got together again. But it's great, and it's a kind of, we have a kind of shorthand with each other.
Did you ever go out together? I mean, like 100 years ago?
No bloody way. She prides herself. But this is rubbish, this. She prides herself saying, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't let Andy Gray go out. I wouldn't. And I never tried.
That's probably why it's a perfect relationship.
Exactly. Well, because we haven't. And she said it to various people. She wishes.
So it's official, you heard it here first. They have never swapped body fluids, and stop these rumours immediately. They're both very, very long-term happy relationships with other people. But Elaine appeared up, and if I can explain, the sheer physicality of the play is amazing, because between the two of them, Andy and Elaine play all the characters, and they're on and off that stage like a ferret up a drainpipe. And I also heard that Elaine, during rehearsals and performance, had dropped a whole dress size.
They should actually shoot us backstage, just a pool of sweat and Louise, our dresser, in a state of panic constantly. And it is getting in and out of costumes and wigs and all that, and it is chaos. It's like two aerobics classes, the first half and second half, because you just don't get a minute to actually stop, because you're on stage. There was a point in rehearsals where you would stand and go, oh, that's right, that character's on, and then you go, oh shit, it's me. It's me again. So I would recommend it for instead of aerobics, actually.
Well, but, yes.
But it
actually,
is,
I imagine watching it is quite cathartic as well. I feel like I've used a lot of calories. Wow, laughing and crying.
Well, a perfect Scottish night out.
Well,
I love a greet and it's setting up up.
Hey! Ideal night out, a great laugh and a lot of howling as well of the crying variety, but really superb. I can recommend it. Listen, thank you for joining me today on the Sunday Mail, a podcast at sundaymail.co.uk/entertainment/podcasts. I shall look forward to next time, and I hope you do too.